أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us the wall that Dhulqarnain alayhi salam had erected with the assistance, with the help of the community that he found in that part of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the Ya'juj and Ma'juj are unable to climb over this barrier, and they are unable to drill through it and make a hole through it. Allah says that a time will come where Allah will allow them to penetrate through the wall, and this wall, they will destroy it completely. It will be leveled to the ground, and through that pathway and through that passage, they will make their way into the rest of the earth, destroying whatever comes in front of them and killing any living thing that will come before them. Now this is right towards the end of Qiyamah, or the end of this world. And after their destruction, Isa alayhi salam will remain on earth for a period of time. There will be peace, there will be serenity on earth. People will enjoy the barakat and the blessings and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually he will pass away, he will marry, he will pass away, and he will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two close companions. Allah in the next ayah explains the moment and describes the moment for us when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will emerge from behind that barrier, or once the barrier has been destroyed. Allah Azza wa Jal says in ayah number 99 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. Allah says, on that day, the day when they will make their way out, Allah says, on that day, we will leave them, some of them surging over others. Allah explains how they are going to come out. Yamuj. Allah uses the word yamuj. Yamuj comes from moj. Moj means a wave. Notice just how the waves, as they approach the shore, one after the other, one collapsing over the other, Allah says that is how they'll be surging out of that opening. Just falling over one another, collapsing over one another, these savages and these barbarians, they will come out like that. Yamuju. Yawma ibn yamuju fi yamuju fi ba'd. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. Then Allah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. What will happen, the next event that will take place is the blowing of the trumpet. Allah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Not specifically on that occasion, of course, years later. And then the trumpet will be blown. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we will gather them all, the entire human race, and the jinn kind, we will gather them all before us. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. Allah says, and we will present, and we will bring Jahannam on that day fully exposed before the disbelievers. The disbelievers will be fully exposed, and they will see Jahannam with their very eyes right in front and before them. Allah explains who are the kafirin. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ. Those whose eyes were in a covering regarding my remembrance, regarding my dhikr, regarding my reminders. There were reminders of mine on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding these reminders of mine, they remained they chose to remain blind towards these reminders. These are the disbelievers. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. And they were unable to listen to the truth and to listen to that which will benefit them in this world. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do those who disbelieve consider it and deem it fit that they adopt and that they take my slaves and my servants as patrons, as friends, as protectors beside me? They are those who have taken slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as awliya, as protectors, as ones whom they will turn to in a state of need and in a state of want. And they have elevated these individuals and these pious saints to a level of divinity. So you find that the Christians, they did this with Isa alayhi salam, and they've elevated him and raised him up to the position of a god, and they have taken him to be a god. And you find the Jews have done this with Uzair alayhi salam. And like this, you find that people at times, they over glorify and over exalt pious saints and pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they deem them to have divine powers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is one of the attributes of the disbelievers. يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِ أَوْلِيَا. Besides me, they have taken certain slaves of mine as awliya, as protectors, and as fulfillers of their needs. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have prepared Jahannam as an entertainment for the disbelievers. May Allah grant us understanding.